pipes if you got good beer.
Well, that's a question that we put up every week. Many fish bite if you have good bait, question mark. And we're talking about bait as in flies.
That's right.
Yes, it's time
good
for...
good patterns.
Yes, good patterns. Many fish bite if you know how to fish a good pattern well.
That's right.
At least you up your odds of catching fish that way.
That is so.
So, Leif is here. It's time for a fishing report. How you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been doing great. Just really enjoying the end of this summer.
Yeah.
These usually cool nights.
You can feel the end, though.
Oh, I can feel it. Yeah. I saw a couple leaves falling off the tree the other day.
Oh, man.
Went up and took the family, and we went up and camped at Black Pine just last night or night before. And, you know, I had a great time up there. I always loved that camp. Up there, it's just such a nice place. The Forest Service has got up there. They keep it nice and clean. Great place for the kids to play on the dock. Real good launch to put my drift boat in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wouldn't you know it, little young Finley, he got the fish of the trip. You know, there were a lot of, you know, like 8 to 10 inch fish, the ones that were probably 6-8 inches this spring. And boy, they're just fat. And you'd think you had a bigger fish until they got up close to the top. And
but the kids got a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of action. You know, we were trolling around. I'd heard slow reports from the guy pulling out as I pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just really important that you get down to those fish. Right now, a lot of the time, they're just kind of hanging down really deep. So full sink line was the key for me there. And just trolled it around. And one tried to rip the pole right out of Finley's hand. And that thing ended up being a real stout 17, 18 inch fish. And,
oh, I bet he was stoked.
Oh, he had a good time. I mean, he did it all himself. He was just holding on to it while we trolled. And I kind of do a little bit of faster, slower, zigzag, stuff like that. So he was kind of called it out. Hey, Dad, go faster now. Okay, slow down now. And,
oh, interesting.
And then, bam, that thing just hit so hard it almost took the rod.
All right.
Yeah, good times, though. So look for fish in that lake and other lakes around here just to improve as the water starts to cool down, too, and as the panic button gets pushed by these cooler temps that will be coming up here pretty soon.
Meaning the fish are going to feel winter coming on.
Yeah.
Fatten up is the message. And
Yeah, their instincts are to just put it on as fast as they can coming up here pretty soon. Looks like we got a little bit more of this hot weather.
Yeah.
A little bit more of, you know, what you heard in the last fishing report, probably kind of going to do best in the morning and in the evenings.
Yeah.
Although there's probably a chance throughout the midday, just be careful with your fish as you're playing them in the midday. Don't love them to death. But the river has been just fishing outstanding, been just hitting some very large fish, been out with some really fun people, and just having a real good time.
You know, I was in the river last night, and I was surprised it was not as warm as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was cooler, and I'm guessing that this cool evening, it's been cold enough in the evening that up in the mountains it's still cold, it's still keeping things moderated.
Yeah, and I think it's timing out. You know, our water came down faster than we really expected.
Yeah.
But, you know, the temperatures are just kind of coming online here to where that's going to cool it down, I think, right when it really matters.
Yeah.
We are low on steelhead again. I think this is the lowest run that has been in about 10 years now.
Yeah.
So look for us not to be having a season again, unfortunately. So get as much fishing as you can in on the Medhow before the end of September. The upside to not having many steelhead in the river is they won't be picked up during the trout season. It hopefully won't force an early closure to the trout season. So you should be able to look forward to this thing going through September.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you got to look on the bright side.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes when there's more of them in there, we get a little closure until the beginning of steelheading.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have that to look forward to. You know, after that, it's going to be a lot of fun, though. We're still going to have these excellent lowland lakes that we're known for as well here. It's September is the month for the high country, you know, going to have those tamaracks change in color here soon.
Yep.
Talked to a lot of friends that have been heading out in the mountains and over to Stehekin. And everybody's been having a great time out there. Everything's just looking really good. So there's just, don't get tunnel vision. The Medhow is not the only part to the Medhow as far as fishing goes. There's so many great things to do.
And really one of the great things about fishing is you put in a little extra effort, you get to a place that is a little bit more difficult to get to, and you're kind of rewarded for that.
Maybe have it to yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe have some really amazing fish, and most likely going to have incredible scenery too, and some stories to share with your hiking partner, fishing partner, what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I say, look for no steelhead. Get your fishing in September.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we'll be switching to the lowland lakes. And, you know, if anybody needs any tips or wants to book a trip or just has any questions about fishing or where to look to fish here soon or now
yeah.
or on down the line, always feel free to give me a call, 509-429-7298, or you can look me up on the interwebs, flyfishproshop.com, or drop me a note at metaufishingadventures@gmail.com. And until such time, I guess, is I get to speak with one another, or you, my yeah. friend Depp, and y'all out there listening on the radio and interwebs, why don't you go ahead and get that fish right on?
Oh, absolutely. That's it?
That's all.
That's it.
It's quick.
Put them in the pan, honey, cook them till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of buttermilk cake, baby. Put the suck on the table, baby. Scoff them all down. Little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on, with my pole and my line. I'm going fishing. Mama's going fishing in the pit.